7 owls. Someone had to kill Ares, Robert said, reining his mount to a sudden halt beside an ancient barrow. If Jamie hadn't done it, it would have been left for you or me.
We were not sworn brothers of the King's Guard, Ned said. The time had come for Robert to hear the whole truth. He decided then and there. Do you remember the trident, Your Grace?
I won my crown there. How should I forget it?
You took a wound from Rhaegar, Ned reminded him. So when the Targaryen hosts broke and ran, you gave the pursuit into my hands. The remnants of Rhaegar's army fled back to King's Landing. We followed. Ares was in the Red Keep with several thousand loyalists. I expected to find the gates closed to us. Robert gave an impatient shake of his head. Instead, you found that our men had already taken the city. What of it?
Not our men, Ned said patiently. Lannister men. The line of Lannister flew above the ramparts, not the crown stag. And they had taken the city by treachery.
The war had raged for close to a year. Lords great and small had flocked to Robert's banners. Others had remained loyal to Targaryen. The mighty Lannisters of Casterly Rock, the Wardens of the West, had remained aloof from the struggle, ignoring calls to arms from both rebels and royalists. Aerys Targaryen must have thought that his guards had answered his prayers when Lord Tywin Lannister appeared before the gates of King's Landing with an army 12,000 strong, professing loyalty. So the Mad King had ordered his last mad act. He had opened his city to the lions at the gate.